If you do not have the notion, this I am and this I am not, then you will not limit your consciousness. If your ego self is dead, you will not limit your consciousness. If in you the very notion of calamity, poverty, elation, pride, dullness, and agitation do not arise, then your ego self is dead. Then you will be liberated while living. Utter purity will prevail in you because you will be a liberated sage whose ego mind is dead. Such a mind of the liberated sage is full of noble qualities, intense friendliness, love, compassion, and natural goodness will alone remain in you. What is the truth? I have nothing to do with sorrow, with actions, with delusion, with grasping or clinging. I am at peace, free from sorrow. I am Brahman. Such is the truth. I am free from all defects. I am the All. I do not seek anything, nor do I abandon anything. I am Brahman. Such is the truth. I'm blood. I'm flesh. I'm body. I'm consciousness. I'm the mind also. I am Brahman. Such is the truth. I am the firmament. I am space. I am the sun and the moon and the stars and the galaxies. I am all things. I am Brahman. Such is the truth. I am a blade of grass. I am the earth. I am a tree stump. I am the forest. I am the mountain. I am the ocean. I am the non-dual Brahman. Such is the truth. I am the consciousness in which all things are strong and through whose power all beings engage in their actions. I am the essence of all things. Such is the truth. In the infinite consciousness, in every atom, infinite universes come and go like particles of dust in a beam of sunlight that shines through a hole in the roof. These come and go like ripples on the vast ocean of consciousness.